The Denver Broncos 2022 NFL schedule has officially been revealed. The Broncos will have a tough stretch to close out the season. We take a look at some of the more exciting matchups to start off the 2022 season for the Broncos, and then we look at a defining stretch for them as we react with Broncos Country on today's brand new episode, Locked On Broncos.
You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's up, Broncos country? Welcome back into a brand new episode of Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast here on the Locked On NFL Network, your team every day from the South Stands to the end zone. I'm your host, as always, Cody Rourke, Broncos beat reporter for Mile High Sports and analyst, joined alongside by my co-host, Sarah Bettinger, who covers the Denver Broncos as the site expert at predominantlyorange.com. Both of us, we also cover the Broncos for the Locked On Network and 9 News. Broncos country, thank you so much for making Locked On Broncos your first listen of the day every single day. The 2022 schedule is officially out, Sarah. And as we know, the Broncos, the AFC West is tough in general. But I tell you what, the Broncos schedule, looking at least on first glance, Sarah, will present a lot of interesting challenges to this Broncos team here in 2022. And I know we have a lot to break down, especially with the early part of the schedule here.
We do, Cody. And hey, thanks for everybody that's tuning in live watching this. Cody, you and I, the pressure's on, man. There's going to be no cuts for this episode here. So I'm excited to talk about the schedule. I know, live. And hey, you know what? The listeners maybe don't know this, but we usually do a pretty good job. We don't usually have to cut much out. So, yeah. I mean, hey, we're gonna kill it tonight. And thanks for everyone joining again. But yeah, the schedule, I know we know the opponents. We've already known the opponents for a long time here, Cody. But now we get to know kind of the flow of the season. Like, what's it going to look like? How many home games do we have coming up early on in the season or late in the season? Those are the things that I look at. And of course, everybody wants to know, when is the Denver Broncos bye week? So there is a lot to get into on this schedule release, but everything is good because, you know what? Number three, he's the QB, and you got to love that. So I think everything is more exciting just knowing, hey, the energy around the Broncos right now, it all rests on this guy's right arm. So I feel pretty confident about that at the very least.
Well, I think everybody wants to know for the most part, and everybody does know here, but who do the Denver Broncos open up the 2022 NFL season with? Well, it will be a little bit of a familiarity on brand kind of scenario for the Broncos for Russell Wilson, as Russ is traveling to Seattle to take on his former team, his return to the 12th man. And for the Broncos, they get to face former players in Drew Lock, Noah Fant, and Shelby Harris. And this is going to be a primetime game. Monday Night Football. And Sarah, the really good news here for Broncos country, it is a 6:15 p.m. Mountain Time kickoff, which I think everybody is rejoicing about.
You've got to love that. I mean, it's awesome. And man, Russell Wilson getting to start off the season against his former team. And then obviously a number of those former Broncos getting to come back and face their team as well. Not coming to Denver. Obviously, this game is in Seattle. But you know what's interesting, too? It's going to be the first game of this new Monday Night Football crew. Joe Buck. Buck and Troy Aikman going from Fox, going over to ESPN, doing Monday Night Football. So that's going to be really cool. And the Broncos, I'm pretty sure they weren't on Monday Night Football last year, Cody. So that was the first time, I think, maybe ever. I don't know. It was the first time in a long time. Yeah. Some 30 plus years for sure. So I think really great stuff to open up the season. And then I'm just looking over the schedule here as we're sitting here. One thing that I love to see, very few, it's noon for me, but it would be 11 a.m. Mountain Time for many Broncos fans who are local to the Denver area or the Colorado area. But I don't like the 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 p.m. Central, 11 Mountain. So I see a lot of those coming up right after the bye week, which kind of stinks, you know. I mean, playing in Tennessee, playing in Carolina. So those are the things that I look at. But early on in the schedule, Cody, we were talking off the air. I feel like the one advantage that looks the biggest to me is that the Broncos open up with three teams that could be, you know, maybe not so great this season, with San Francisco coming after the Seattle Seahawks. And then obviously you got the Houston Texans sandwiched there in between.
Well, and I think for the Broncos too, I think we got to look at the toughest stretch in the first half of the season, right? Right before the bye week. I tell you what, I think from weeks 3 to 6, Sarah, is going to present a little bit of a challenge for Denver. Now, you mentioned the 49ers. They'll play the 49ers in Denver on Sunday Night Football. Who's going to be the quarterback? Is it going to be Jimmy G? Is it going to be Trey Lance against his Broncos football team? We know how good that 49ers defense is there. Then they play at the Las Vegas Raiders the next week. Then you have a short turnaround because then you're hosting the Indianapolis Colts. Colts, who now have Matt Ryan under center on Thursday Night Football. And then after that, a Monday Night Football game on the road at SoFi Stadium against the Los Angeles Chargers. So a little bit of a break between Thursday Night Football and then that next game that they play, which will be good for rest. But that is a little bit of a tough stretch early on here in this schedule here. Do you agree? Do you disagree?
I mean, I agree for sure. Those are some playoff teams, right? Those are some teams that expect to be contending. You know, specifically, I think the Raiders and the Chargers, teams in our own division, having to go on the road and play those road division games early on in the season, that's going to be a huge, huge test. But I do like seeing a lot of these road games, some of the tougher road games, in my opinion, that you're playing at the beginning here. It gets you battle tested, right? I mean, it gets you an opportunity to go up against some of these teams that expect to be contending or expect to be playing in the playoffs and get an opportunity to go into their house and kind of prove, hey, either this is what we're bringing to the table and this is who we are, or you kind of get to find out through, you know, you hate the learning experience that you find through losing, but you get to find out pretty early on, hey, what is this Broncos team going to be made of? Because they are going to face some tough road tests early on. And like we've mentioned before, I mean, the Broncos travel extremely well, especially to those two particular locations, Cody. Obviously, it's only been a small sample size of fans being able to travel to Vegas, but I know that's a very easy trip for a lot of Broncos fans to make. So making the trip to Vegas, really giving the Broncos a little bit of an edge there, but then obviously traveling to Los Angeles to play the Chargers. We know the Chargers stadium is always, it's always almost neutral at best, or at worst, I suppose, in the Broncos case. So I feel like those two road games, those are tough road games, but at the same time, you know, home field advantage, a lot of places in the NFL these last few years has kind of been nullified, hasn't it? So it's kind of almost like a wash for those two stadiums for me. I think anytime you get division rivals out on the same field together, you can kind of throw away record. You can kind of not necessarily throw away home field advantage, but specifically against the Raiders and Chargers, I feel like that's almost like neutral site more than anything, in my opinion.
Well, Broncos country, which games to open up the first half of the season before the bye week are you most excited about here in Broncos country? One that I'm excited about, of course, the season opener, Monday Night Football in Seattle. The atmosphere will be electric with Russ's return to Seattle, but I'm also eyeing that Monday Night Football game in week 6 on the road against the Los Angeles Chargers and Justin Herbert. That's going to be a fun one, Sarah, and obviously for the Broncos, a tough schedule as is, but you know what? The rest of the schedule for a lot of these other teams in the NFL is going to be tough, but what is the second half schedule look like for the Denver Broncos, and why might it pose the most challenging prospects to them in their hopes to get to the playoffs here in 2022? We get to that coming up here in just a moment, but before we do that, let me tell you about BetOnline.net, the sponsor of today's episode, Lockdown Broncos, the schedule review show, and our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports information. You can find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's basketball playoffs, Major League Baseball scores, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to sign up and learn more about the trends and the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. And as we continue on today's episode, Lockdown Broncos, real quick, Broncos country, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to tune in to listen to Sarah Bettinger and I break down the Broncos 2022 NFL schedule with all of you in Broncos country. It would mean the world to us if you'd smash that subscribe button or that like button here on YouTube if you haven't done so already, so you never miss out on a day's worth of Denver Broncos news, content, and coverage. And thank you so much for making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day every single day. Sarah, getting back to the Broncos 2022 NFL schedule, the second half, I tell you what, when I got the schedule and I looked at it, I was like, oof, that second half schedule will present a lot of challenges for the Broncos. I think first off, a lot of people want to know, when's the bye? It's going to be week 9 because they'll travel to London week 8 to take on the Jaguars, kind of as a neutral site, not necessarily a designated home game there. So that's going to be good for the Broncos to get a little bit of rest at the midway point of the season. But they're going to open up the second half against on the road at Tennessee. Then they're going to have the Raiders. But here's the thing that, to me, like when I look at the toughest stretch of this schedule, Sarah, and I wonder if Broncos country will agree or disagree with me, week 13 through 18, is going to be tough because the Broncos are on the road at Baltimore. They're home versus the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. They have a home game against the Cardinals. They're at the Rams on Christmas. They're at the Chiefs in Week 17. And then they close the season against the Chargers in Week 18. I mean, we talk about the end of the season is super important because that's playoff implications. That's defining stretches. That's where we are constantly monitoring the opponents in the AFC West. We're monitoring tiebreaker situations at this point. Not going to be easy for this Broncos team here in 2022.
It's definitely not. You mentioned it, that week 13 stretch onto the end of the season, weeks 13 through 18 at the Ravens versus the Chiefs at home, versus the Cardinals at home, at the Rams, at the Chiefs again in Kansas City, and then at the against the Chargers to finish out the season, a home game there, which will be a nice relief for everybody, I think. But man, I was really hoping that week 14 matchup against the Kansas City Chiefs, which was leaked early in the day as the schedule was being released, I was really hoping that week 14 matchup was going to be the final meeting of the regular season between the Broncos and the Chiefs, just because there could be a lot of playoff implications already at that point of the season. But now to mix in another Chiefs game right there before the end of the season, that is tough, especially going to Kansas City and then playing in that dreadful 12 o'clock Central time window. That's brutal, man. So I don't like playing the Chiefs that close together, honestly. I mean, what could be really fascinating, Cody, is the fact that as I'm looking at this, you could be looking at playing the Kansas City Chiefs three times in a matter of a month. I mean, that's a legitimate possibility within a month of each other. So December 11th, it looks like, is that first Chiefs game. And then December 11th is the first Chiefs game. The second one is on New Year's Day. And then the playoffs will begin, obviously, you know, a couple weeks after that. So, and the Chiefs, we know they're going to be in the thick of things. They're going to be in the mix there. But that is a brutal stretch, because even if you consider the Baltimore Ravens game a decent matchup for the Denver Broncos, like, you're going to Baltimore to play against a Ravens team that's going to be out to prove a lot of people wrong this year. A lot of people doubting Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. And then, of course, you know, you've got that road game against the Los Angeles Rams, the defending Super Bowl champions, no big deal, welcoming the Cardinals to Denver a week before that. That's going to be really fun if you're just a general football fan, though, right?
I mean, it should be entertaining. And look, here's also an opportunity, too, because I know that there's a lot of people in Broncos country that maybe don't live in Colorado. But I do feel like with a lot of these games that Denver's playing, especially in some of the morning games or maybe the late afternoon stretches, even the ones that aren't nationally televised, I feel like a majority of the country will be able to watch Broncos play this season. There's a lot of popularity right now. And obviously for them, like, the amount of nationally televised games that they have is beautiful. We'll talk about that coming up here in just a little bit here on the show. But how many road games do the Broncos have versus home games in the second half stretch? Well, Sarah, five road games after the bye, four home games, and obviously you get to close it out at home. So it really says that first part of the second half is going to be brutal for Denver. At Tennessee, you have a home game against the Raiders. But I think that stretch there too, when you have a game on the road at Carolina, and we didn't mention Carolina with the toughest stretch between week 12 and week 18. We mentioned week 13, week through 18. But I think that Carolina, with their defense and the improvement that they've made, especially like with Brian Burns as one of these emerging edge rushers there for them, what will the offense look like in Carolina? Will Christian McCaffrey be healthy? I mean, if those are storylines that are real, if those guys are healthy at that point in time, Carolina's going to be a tough road game as well. So the second half of the schedule is going to be very crucial for this Denver Broncos football team. They're going to have to take care of business in that first half to get some cushioning, because we know the AFC in general is going to be an absolute bloodbath. The AFC West is going to be a bloodbath as is. I say if the Broncos are going to have a chance to make the playoffs, I feel like they have to at least split one game with each of the AFC West divisional opponents. And you have to hope that maybe you can sweep a team. It's just going to be tough. And then Denver's just going to take care of business. But I think a lot of people are focusing on how teams did last year when they're projecting their wins and losses. Like right now, I'm not overlooking Seattle. I'm not overlooking Houston. I'm not overlooking anybody by just looking at the schedule, because the NFL changes every single year. Teams get better. They make moves in the offseason. That's going to pose a challenge. And Denver, look, as we've talked about, Russ obviously is the quarterback. That certainly helps. But you have a brand new head coach. You have a brand new owner more than likely set to be in place by the time the season even begins. There's going to be a lot of new things for Denver. I feel like it's going to take some time. And it kind of goes back to what we talked about a little bit just yesterday, Sarah. Don't be surprised if the Broncos offense doesn't get off to a hot start right away. Like, it could take some time. And we always have to go back and reference Peyton Manning's start of his career with the Denver Broncos. I mean, they were a 24-0 deficit away from being, I believe, what was it, 2-5 on the season, or 2-4?
Yeah, something like that.
Not very good, but they ended up finding a way to make it happen and go 3-3 after that game. And they just went on a roll after that. So
and they did.
It will pose a challenge. And I will say, hey, hats off to the Denver Broncos digital media team. Last year, we got Peyton Manning, the intern, doing the schedule review. Peyton was training his eventual replacement and it happened to be Russell Wilson. If you didn't get a chance to see that video, make sure you go to the Broncos social media page on Twitter at Broncos. And it was fantastic. Chef's kiss. This should win another Webby Award for them. So there is that. You know, that's the thing, though. We have a comment here from Gary Lee. Says, we're looking at this the wrong way. We've been close to beating the Chiefs, just a quarterback play away now with number three. We get over that hump this year. I hope that's the case for the Broncos, too. But just because, like, the last year, the biggest question, I think, in this situation, Gary, to kind of address your point here, the Broncos defense played really well against the Chiefs last season. Absolutely. It was the offense that really struggled in those matchups there. And, hey, you had a little bit of a burst in that final game. Drew Lock had a couple of rushing touchdowns, which was one of the weirdest things we've ever seen. It was Monday Night Football. On a Saturday. Ironically, the broadcast was that. It was a nationally televised game, so Denver's second nationally televised game of last year. But, you know, for the Broncos this season, I think a lot of it is like, hey, you have a lot of the defensive pieces intact. However, new defensive play caller. You know, how much of a challenge will that be for Giro Evero in his first year? I think it's something that we absolutely should monitor, sir. But I think Gary makes an absolute great point when we talk about this right here. But Broncos country, one thing we want to ask you all here, how will the Broncos do in 2022? How many nationally televised games? What does it mean for the Broncos in terms of spotlight? You get that coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, let me tell you about the sponsor of today's episode show. It's our good friends over there at Built Bar. And as you know, Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar that is out there on the market today. The bars contain 17 grams of protein, 130 calories, and only 4 grams of sugar. And I love Built Bar because of the amazing flavors. They have 9 amazing original flavors, Sarah and Broncos country. They also have the limited time flavors like the Built Puffs. The Churro Puff is my personal favorite. Plus, they just launched the brand new Built Granola Bar. So if you have yet to try a Built Bar and you hear us talking about it all the time, we encourage you to go to built.com right here, right now. And when you go to checkout, make sure you use promo code LOCK15, and that's going to get you 15% off your next order today at built.com. All right, Sarah, as we jump into the fourth quarter action on today's episode, Locked On Broncos, our breaking news 2022 NFL schedule review is here for this Broncos football team. We talked about the first half of the schedule. We talked about the second half of the schedule. There's going to be a lot of interesting storylines that I'm sure will accommodate this season here. But I think we need to talk about the nationally televised games here. How many total games do the Broncos have on national television? Well, the NFL's allotment is 5 total slots. You know how many games the Broncos have? 5. But it also does not count Christmas Day. One of the triple header games that the Broncos will play there on Christmas Day will be available to everybody. And then you have the London International Series game, which will be available on ESPN Plus and also some of the local markets there. So everyone's going to have the chance to see a lot of Broncos games. Like, Sarah, in your opinion, does this schedule help the Broncos improvement, I think, of the public perception? Because there were so many people last year that simply didn't get to watch the Broncos that were outside of the markets there. No nationally televised game except Thursday Night Football, which was a disaster.
Oh, man, it was brutal. And I think that a really common tweet or a really common thing that I heard last year was, well, I'm glad I wasn't able to watch the game because I think I would have been really disappointed anyway, you know. But this year, that's not going to be the case. You're going to have everybody and their dog evaluating the Broncos on a weekly basis, basically, because, yeah, the five really, you know, primetime games, which obviously those are the slots that the NFL wants the Broncos to get a lot of exposure. They obviously foresee the Broncos being one of the prominent teams in the league, and then obviously more nationally televised games beyond that. And like you mentioned before we were on the air, you know, how many more of the games in that late afternoon window are going to be kind of like the America's game of the week or whatever, you know, that they do on CBS and Fox. They always have a game that's really widespread across the country in that 3:25, that'd be Central Time, 2:25 Mountain Time window. But I think the Broncos are going to be very exposed this year, and not necessarily a bad thing. You know, I remember the Broncos were always in the spotlight when Peyton Manning was the quarterback, so, and it's all games. About so many games and so many so many great memories too, right? I think immediately back to, you know, that game against Green Bay on Sunday Night Football. One of my Packers fan friends was like, hey, you need to come over and watch this Broncos Packers game with me. And I don't normally go to people's places to watch a game, but I knew for some reason it was in my bones the Broncos were gonna kick their butts that night. And they, of course, that was maybe the worst game Aaron Rodgers has ever played against that 2015 defense. So it's all all about how you do in that spotlight, right? And for Broncos fans, you got to tune out the noise. You got to log off of Twitter during the games and even the day after, because everybody's going to have an opinion and you're not going to like it if the Broncos lose. So, but if they win, hey, that's a lot of bragging rights. But I love having the Broncos back in the national spotlight, Cody, just because gets people talking about the team, right? We're going to have a new owner. You obviously want to build a strong brand from the very beginning. And I think that the Broncos are. I think that the Broncos are really building the right way. George Payton going out and getting Russell Wilson. It's such a brand enhancer just from the beginning. And we see the evidence of that immediately with the Broncos getting such a big national spotlight. And everything came to a head last year when the Broncos were frankly disrespected by the NFL. I think pretty much every team gets a Monday night game. And for the Broncos to not get one, it was embarrassing. It was an embarrassing symbol of where things had gotten to, a low of lows for the Broncos as a franchise. And I think that was more disrespect than a symbol of where the Broncos were at as a team, because I mean, man, they were competitive for a lot of last season. But it's great to see them back in the national spotlight. I think fans are going to love it. You know, maybe save that money on the Sunday ticket this year and just you be able to catch the Broncos most every week, wherever you got, if you got cable, you got YouTube Live or whatever, Hulu, doesn't matter. You'll be able to watch the Broncos almost every single week because of this guy right here, Russell Wilson, being under center.
Well, I think one thing, too, is that apparently Apple TV is rumored to be trying to acquire Sunday Ticket, which could help more people having access to it as well, which I think would be great. Now, how might the Broncos do in 2022? Sarah, you know me, and Broncos country, you know me as well. I'm not a big fan, personally, of me going through and saying, hey, this is going to be a win. I predict this to be the record. I don't believe in that because the game of football is so important, so crucial. One mistake from one player can impact the rest of the team. It's too much to project right now, but I let fans do that because that you're allowed to. Like, for me, I feel like there's a superstition on behalf of me. So D Brown says, I say 12-5. I don't care what anybody says. Bill Bell says 12-5 or better is how I feel. And DeAndre Weatherspoon says 11-6 for me here in terms of predicting the Broncos schedule, which look, hey, I love this. I think Broncos country should absolutely try to do this. It's fun. It's interactive. And I certainly welcome it. So make sure you comment down below here on the YouTube comment section what you believe the Broncos will do here in the 2022 NFL season. But Sarah, I'd say even more so looking at this schedule now that it's out, what stretch of the schedule do you feel like could impact the Broncos negatively? I know we named off the toughest stretch of the schedule and the second half. And then there's also a little bit of a tough stretch in that first half. Like, in your opinion, what would be the worst case scenario here for this Broncos team in 2022 from a record standpoint?
I think a worst case scenario is going to be right at that, you know, 8-9, 9-8, right? I think that would be like you suffer some injuries. Like for this team to lose 9 games, I mean, that just simply didn't happen with Russell Wilson hardly ever. I think it happened maybe one time this last year with the Seattle Seahawks. If memory serves, I'm pretty sure they were in the playoffs just about every single year that he was the starter at the quarterback position. And that does make a huge difference. Look, like, we know football is an ultimate team game, but the quarterback drives this league, and Russell Wilson is able to help will his team to victory. So I think that the stretch for me, just as I'm looking this over, the stretch for me that's going to be really key, Cody, is obviously those first 8 weeks of the season, you know, where you've got games against Seattle, you got a game against Houston, maybe you get Trey Lance in Denver early on in his career as a starter, then you get the Colts on Thursday Night Football. I'm personally not super high on the Colts. Maybe I'll be dead wrong about that, but I don't know. Matt Ryan is not Matty Ice to me anymore, so I don't know. That's not a bad matchup to me. And then you got the Jets and the Jaguars to round out everything before the bye week. I feel like, Cody, if you're not coming out of those first 7 games of the season, or first 8 games of the season right there, if you're not coming out of those first 8 games of the season with at least 6 victories, to me, that would be an ultimate failure in the beginning of the year. And that would readjust how you have to do everything in the second half, because like we talked about, weeks 13 through 18, that's the gauntlet that the Broncos are going to have to run there. And not only do they have to run that gauntlet, but then they have to go straight to the playoffs right after that if they can get out of that gauntlet. So it's like, I mean, look at it. I mean, you have to win a lot of games in the first half of the season, traveling to London. Yeah, that's going to be tough. Playing on Thursday night football, you got a short week against the Indianapolis Colts, coming off of a game against the Raiders on the road. That is going to be tough, but man, I think it's essential that you win at least five or six of those games in that first 8-game stretch to me.
We're going to learn a lot about this Broncos football team, I'd say, early on. And one reminder, too, it's not about how you start. It's about how you finish. We saw the Broncos get off to a great start last season, unfortunately. We kind of saw how things went for them. But I feel like this is a different team right now, at least the vibe right now early on. It's a very different team, new leadership, and more buy-in inside that locker room. And I know that there's a lot of comments in our video right now asking about Jerry Jeudy. We'll share our thoughts on that a little bit later, especially as more details become a little bit more available. We'll wait to see what the Broncos statement, you know, releases, if the NFL is going to say anything about it. But we obviously saw the police report. We won't talk about it here on the schedule release show. We'll kind of plan what we want to do around that. But this is a Broncos football team, Sarah, that has a lot going for them, a lot riding for them. Pun intended, too, by the way, which is ironic because you had John Elway in the schedule reveal video on a scooter, which if anybody knows about John Elway in the scooter, it's a classic, funny story. And then he's holding it up one hand saying, let's ride. Like, hey, you know what? I like that they were able to bridge the gap, bringing in John Elway, legendary Broncos quarterback, Peyton Manning, legendary Broncos quarterback, Russell Wilson will be a Hall of Fame quarterback. How legendary will he be for the Denver Broncos? That's what I'm excited about. That's what everybody here in this YouTube comment section or listing, free and available everywhere they get their podcasts, Lockdown Broncos, what they're excited about. And I think that's something that's going to get us out of bed in 2022, Sarah. Each week, game week, you know what? Hey, it's another week. Let's tackle this. I'm stoked about it. It's going to be fun providing this coverage here to Broncos fans, not to mention breaking down all the games because, hey, whether the Broncos win or whether they lose, Sarah Bettinger and myself will be here on the Lockdown Broncos podcast, breaking everything down from an objective point of view. Nothing too emotionally high, too emotionally low. We like to stay in the middle a little bit and try to break things down from every angle possible to give you Broncos fans the best overall experience possible. So thank you once again so much for making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day. If you're a brand new viewer or listener of the show right here today, please do us a favor. If you love this episode, make sure you hit that subscribe button here on the YouTube channel. Subscribe to us, free and available everywhere you get your podcast in audio format. And smash that like button for the algorithm. Sarah Bettinger and myself, we appreciate you so much, Broncos country. But that'll do it for today's episode of the show. The Denver Broncos 2022 NFL schedule has officially been released. What are your thoughts on it? How do you think the Broncos are going to do? Make sure you drop your comments down below here on YouTube or tweet us on Twitter at CareerWorkNFL, at Sarah Bettinger, at Lockdown Broncos. We'll see you next time for a brand new episode of the show.